Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take the information you send us, like today's quick estimate of India's Index of Industrial Production for March 2025.
Yeah, the release from the Ministry of Statistics.
Exactly. And we pull out the really crucial bits so you get up to speed fast.
Think of it as the essential briefing. You wanted a quick grasp on India's industrial output, the recent trends.
That's the mission. So let's dive right in.
Okay.
The headline number for March 2025, IIP growth came in at 3.0%.
Right, which is just a little nudge up from February's 2.9%. So
Yeah.
fairly stable month on month,
It
essentially.
is. Though we should always remember this is the quick estimate.
Yeah, absolutely. First look, these numbers often get revised later as more complete data comes through. It's just the nature of these initial releases.
And speaking of releases, they've actually updated the schedule now, haven't they?
They have. You could expect these IIP quick estimates around the 28th of every month now, or the next working day if the 28th is a holiday. Makes it a bit more predictable for tracking.
Good to know. Okay, so back to March. That 3.0% growth translates to an actual index value of 164.8.
Which is up from a 160.0 back in March 2024. So yeah, definite year-on-year growth in the overall level of industrial activity.
So where did this growth actually come from? Let's break down the sectors.
Okay, the three main ones: mining, manufacturing, and electricity. It's a bit of a mixed bag, really.
How so?
Well, mining saw pretty modest growth, just 0.4% in March. The index there was 156.8.
Okay, barely an uptick. And manufacturing, that's the big one, weight-wise.
Manufacturing grew by 3.0%, same as the overall IIP. Its index hit 160.9. So solid, but not spectacular.
Which leaves electricity.
And that's where we saw the real spark, you could say. Electricity generation jumped by 6.3%. Its index is way up at 217.1.
Wow, okay, so 6.3%, that's quite strong compared to the others. Suggests maybe higher demand or just better generation.
Could be a mix of both. Definitely the strongest performer among the three main sectors for March.
Now, you said manufacturing grew 3.0%. Let's dig a bit deeper there. The report usually breaks that down further, right?
It does. They use the NIC two-digit level classification, which gets pretty specific. And the data shows that 13 out of the 23 manufacturing industry groups actually saw positive growth compared to March last year.
13 out of 23, so just over half showing expansion.
Exactly. A positive sign, broadly speaking. And the report highlights the top three positive contributors, which gives us some interesting clues.
Okay, what were they?
First up, manufacture of basic metals. That grew by a pretty healthy 6.9%.
Basic metals, like steel and things.
Precisely. The report mentions specific items driving this, like flat products of alloy steel, pipes and tubes of steel, bars and rods of mild steel, stuff that feeds into construction and other big manufacturing processes.
Right, so strong demand there. What's next?
Number two was manufacture of motor vehicles, trailers, and semi-trailers. That saw really strong growth, 10.3%.
Wow, over 10%. What's driving that? Cars, trucks.
It seems to be components and heavier vehicles. The items mentioned are auto components and spares, axles and bodies for trucks, lorries, and trailers.
Interesting. So less about passenger cars, maybe more about commercial vehicles and the supply chain.
Seems like it, based on those specifics. And the
Okay.
third big contributor was manufacture of electrical equipment. This one had the highest growth rate of the top three, a jump of 15.7%.
15.7%. That's huge. What kind of electrical equipment are we talking about?
Well, it includes things like electric heaters, small transformers, but also, get this, end-facing connectors for optical fibers and cables.
Optical fiber connectors, that really points towards the ongoing push in digital infrastructure, doesn't it? Telecoms, internet expansion.
Absolutely. It's a small component, but its strong growth is quite telling about where investment is happening.
Okay, so that's the sectoral and manufacturing deep dive. What about the use-based view? How does that look?
Right, the use-based classification. This groups industries based on the final use of their products. Helps understand demand patterns, like is it investment-led growth or consumption-led?
So what are the categories showing?
For March 2025, the indices were primary goods at 168.2, capital goods think machinery at 134.8, intermediate goods at 173.1.
Okay.
Then infrastructure or construction goods hit a strong 212.3. Consumer durables, appliances, electronics were at 138.5. And finally, consumer non-durables, your everyday items, at 147.9.
And the growth rates for these, that's where the story often lies.
Exactly. So primary goods grew 3.1% year on year.
Oh, yeah.
Capital goods, a bit sluggish at 2.4%.
Mm.
Intermediate goods, similar at 2.3%.
Okay, modest growth in those input categories. What about the others?
This is where it gets interesting. Infrastructure and construction goods showed really strong growth, 8.8%.
8.8. That confirms the signal from basic metals, suggesting strong infra activity.
Definitely. Consumer durables also did well, up 6.6%. People seem to be buying those longer-lasting goods.
But, I sense a but coming. What about non-durables?
Yeah, that's the outlier. Consumer non-durables actually contracted, down by 4.7% compared to last March.
Minus 4.7%. Wow. So production of everyday essentials fell? That's significant. Any thoughts on why?
Well, it's hard to say definitively from just this data point, but it could suggest weaker demand, perhaps particularly in rural areas, which are often big consumers of non-durables, or maybe a shift in spending priorities towards durables or services. It's something to watch.
Definitely. So if we look at what positively contributed most to the overall 3.0% IIP growth based on this use-based view.
The top three positive drivers were clearly infrastructure construction goods, followed by primary goods, and then consumer durables.
Reinforcing that picture of infra investment in durable goods, demand being key, while everyday consumption goods lagged.
Precisely.
The press release also included that chart, didn't it? Showing the index over the past year or so.
Yes, the one with the blue bars for the index level and the orange line for the year-on-year growth rate. It covers the last 13 months, up to March 2025.
How does March 2025 look in that context?
Well, you can see the blue bar for March 25 is higher than March 24. That's the 164.8 versus 160.0 we mentioned.
Right.
But the orange line, the growth rate, is lower in March 25 at 3.0% compared to where it was in March 24, which looked to be around 5.5% or so on the chart.
So higher production level, but a slower rate of increase compared to a year ago.
Exactly. And you can also visually track the ups and downs over the year, see where growth peaked or slowed down using that orange line. Helps visualize the volatility.
Useful for context. Now, we mentioned revisions earlier. Did they update any previous months in this release?
They did, as expected with the quick estimates process. The figures for December 2024, January 2025, and February 2025 have all been revised based on updated data they've received.
And they give response rates, right, to show how much data they had initially.
Yeah, for this March 2025 estimate, the weighted response rate was about 88%.
Pretty good for a first estimate.
It is. And the revised months, December 24 through February 25, had even higher rates, around 94 to 95%. So the final figures are based on more complete information. It shows the importance of checking back on these numbers.
Good point. Okay, looking ahead, when do we get the next set of data for April?
The release date for the April 2025 IIP index is set for Wednesday, May 28th, 2025.
May 28th, got it. And for anyone wanting all the tables and the nitty-gritty details,
the ministry's website, mossbi.gov.in, and the Isankiki portal are the places to go. All the detailed data is usually available there.
Okay, so let's wrap up the key takeaways from this deep dive into March's IIP.
Sure. We saw moderate overall industrial growth at 3.0%.
Driven largely by a strong electricity sector and also solid performance in specific manufacturing areas like basic metals, vehicles, especially commercial components, and electrical equipment.
Yeah, and the use-based view really highlighted the strength in infrastructure and construction goods, which grew almost 9%. Consumer durables also showed good growth.
But the notable weak spot was consumer non-durables, showing a significant contraction.
Right, so a picture of investment-led growth and durable goods demand, but maybe some softness in everyday consumption.
It definitely gives you a clearer pulse on India's industrial sector right now. So thinking about that strong growth in infrastructure, construction, and durables, what might that imply for future economic activity or even things you might observe in the market? Something to ponder.
And also, reflecting on those data revisions, it really underscores how important it is to track these updates when you're analyzing economic trends over time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, just before we close, our standard disclaimer.
Right. The information provided here is purely for educational purposes. It's not financial advice, and we aren't SEBI-registered advisors.
Investing in stocks involves risks. You could lose money. Always consult with a SEBI-registered financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
We're not liable for any losses that might result from decisions based on this discussion.
And for unbiased market updates, please do subscribe to the Bull Bear Buzz podcast.